Welcome to another Science 300 podcast. Have you ever wondered how decisions regarding healthcare spending are made? In British Columbia, we elect a provincial government which runs the Ministry of Health, and the Ministry of Health consists of the province's healthcare policymakers. But how exactly is the ministry informed to make decisions regarding public healthcare? For example, how do they decide the best ways in which to prevent and treat cancer? Well, some important contributors to this decision-making process are private sector consulting companies hired by the provincial government to work on specific projects. Now, when you think of a so-called private sector healthcare consulting company, you may picture a faceless multinational conglomerate which only cares about profit and has its hands in the pockets of politicians. However, that is not often the case. In today's podcast, we try to better understand the healthcare planning process by looking at how one of these companies can have a big impact on our provincial healthcare system.
Physicians tend to look at individual health. Epidemiologists tend to look at the health of the population.
Dr. Hans Kruger is one of these so-called epidemiologists who study patterns of health in populations and help policymakers decide what to do. In 1995, he founded H. Kruger & Associates Incorporated, one of those private sector healthcare consulting companies. However, located in charming Bladner, British Columbia, his company has a grand total of 3 employees. Probably not what you would expect, considering the importance of the work they conduct.
Healthcare is continuing to chew up more and more of our tax dollars. That's a concern to policymakers. There's a big move now to see how can we stop the use of healthcare resources from chewing up a larger and larger portion of the tax pie. So there's a lot of emphasis on things like cost avoidance, being efficient with our resources, while still trying to get the same kind of quality outcomes in terms of healthcare as we have in the past.
Healthcare policy research is a very broad and widely encompassing field, which requires input from a wide range of highly specialized professions and disciplines.
There are people who can do clinical work quite well. There are people who can do economic work quite well. There are very few people who can tie them together in a consistent way.
Dr. Kruger's company is one such group of people who use evidence-based research performed by many different researchers to create economic analyses and business plans for the different components of our healthcare system.
So basically bridging the gap between various peoples that are influencing healthcare policy and management.
For example, previous projects they have worked on include looking at the influence of certain risk factors, including smoking, unhealthy eating, and physical inactivity. The company just recently finished a project looking at indicators of health and well-being in children and youth in British Columbia. Currently, they are working with the BC Cancer Agency to revise the screening guidelines for cervical cancer in the province. However, sometimes policymakers are unable or unwilling to change healthcare policy, even if research supports such an adjustment. Over a decade ago, H. Kruger & Associates was hired by Vancouver General Hospital to create a business plan evaluating the introduction of the new technology of positron emission tomography, or PET scan, which is used in the detection of cancer throughout the body.
We did the business plan, we looked at the costs, all kinds of things, but it wasn't accepted, wasn't implemented.
Evidently, the timing was not right. Shortly thereafter, a new head of radiology was hired, and Dr. Kruger's company was asked to prepare another business plan, this time for MRI scanning. This business plan was successful, resulting in the introduction of 6 additional MRI machines into British Columbia. No small feat, considering that such machines often cost between $1 to $3 million each. Because of this successful work, Vancouver General Hospital and the BC Cancer Agency teamed up to hire H. Kruger & Associates to redo and update the business plan on PET scans. This second time around, their plan was successfully implemented.
So you can do policy-relevant research and projects, but if the timing isn't right, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will be implemented.
Although they may seem like a small fish in a big pond, H. Kruger & Associates holds their own while providing valuable insight into the decision-making process of healthcare policy makers. As an example of a private sector healthcare consulting company, they demonstrate how a small company can have a big impact on our provincial healthcare system. Maybe next time you visit a hospital or have a medical test, you will consider the many professions which guide the healthcare decision-making process. Well, that's all for now. My name is Eric. I would like to thank Dr. Kruger for the insightful interview, and a special thanks to my friend Greg for the music of this podcast. And thank you for listening to this Science 300 podcast.